day.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number 3 of the live Saturday edition of the program. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, the toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, that's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. That's freetalklive.com. We've been talking with Sergeant Ryan from the Indianapolis area, listening on WXNT. And Sergeant Ryan is currently active in the military. He is an instructor, apparently, in the military. And appropriately enough, he's been fairly effectively indoctrinated into the system. Sergeant Ryan has been indoctrinated into believing in collectivist concepts like the country being able to make decisions for itself. Of course, the country isn't really an entity. It's a place where people live. Of course, he's also conflagrating the concept of country with the concept of government and identifying the country as the government when, in fact, they're two completely separate entities, if you believe the country's even an entity in the first place. So the country isn't deciding to invade Iraq. The U.S. government was deciding that. And then we started getting into the issue of the draft. Because Sergeant Ryan had originally pointed out that he likes the fact that the military is all voluntary. However, then once we brought up the issue of the draft and how he would feel once it was no longer all voluntary, he was in support of that. Because, as he puts it, apparently we in America should support the mistakes of the government as well as the successes. And I'm still not sure where the government has ever succeeded doing anything besides harming, maiming, killing, and blowing things up. But I understand where he's coming from on that, in that he supports his government right or wrong. And it's sort of a nationalistic mentality. Our American government can do no wrong, or even if it does wrong, it still deserves to be supported because we're Americans and, yay, we're the best, or something like that. But I really wanted to talk more about the draft, and then I know that we've got people that want to talk to you. Sergeant Ryan, you're back on Free Talk Live. Are you there?
Yes, sir. And I had asked you a question. You never responded to me.
Go ahead. Sir, you throw that out
there. Have you ever served your country, sir?
I serve my country every day by producing a valuable product or service that people want.
Have you served in the military? Answer yes or no.
No
way. Have you
ever
served in the military?
No, and I never will.
No, I think it's wrong to be paid to be a killer.
Yes, sir, then give me a time to respond to you about that. The point I'm making is, sir, until you serve your country, you will not understand everything I'm saying.
Oh, that's because I wouldn't have gone through the indoctrination process, is what you're saying, right?
You know, and you keep saying that we kill and maim and blow things up and everything else. You know,
that is your job, isn't it?
Sir, our job is to protect our country and...
Why are you in other countries?
We represent our country and our interests home and abroad. We help people through World War II, World War I, all the way back to the Revolutionary War. But people like you, now I'm stereotyping you, you're cutting it down. And that's the
problem.
I
cut down the government, sir, not America. I love America. I love the freedom that it stands for. And I hate what the government's doing to it.
Do you appreciate everything you have?
You know what? I do appreciate it, and the reason why I have those things...
The amount of safety you have, the reason why you have that is because we have a great country. That's
we have a great country, Sergeant Ryan. We're not saying otherwise. It's
the
problem with the politicians. Now, we haven't been attacked since the Mexican-American War. I don't think our military has any business...
Excuse me, we got attacked in 9/11.
By who?
By the terrorists, sir.
Okay, well,
that's not a country.
Have you found one?
No, sir. It's very big. The terrorists is a very big organization.
It's getting bigger as we go around the world and kill people's moms.
No. As the hatred goes up, as freedom goes up and we spread freedom around the world, that's when the hatred goes up against us.
How is Sergeant Ryan, how is it that you can spread freedom by dropping bombs on people?
Pardon me?
How is it that you can spread freedom by dropping bombs?
Sir, they're dropping bombs on us. They're blowing us up.
You're in another country.
They're using women. They're using children.
You're in another country.
Not just us, but other people.
Right. You've invaded another country. People are going to fight you.
We're invited, sir. We're invited.
Invited by
who? We went. We responded.
Well, I did not want you to go there. And I don't care if they invited
you.
Sergeant Ryan, you disregard the original intent of the Constitution. You disregard the founding fathers. You just don't care about the Constitution.
Let the other people talk.
Oh, no, I care greatly. It's in my hand right now. I've got the Bible next to me in the other hand.
Ooh, a Bible thumper. Okay, good for you.
What do you want me to read? Would you like to go to Amendment 13?
Okay, yeah, that's the prohibition.
Ready?
Let's
Section
talk about
one.
Amendment 13, the prohibition against slavery.
Once you listen to me, I'm going to read it to you. Would you like to hear?
Yes, go right ahead.
Amendment 13, Section 1, neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime, whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist with the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. Section 2, Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation.
And how is the draft not a violation of
it? It mentions nothing in there that the draft is slavery.
Involuntary servitude is what the draft is.
Next question. Next question. Fire away. I just get ready to you. Now you fire
away. Look, you don't seem to understand the purpose of the Constitution. The Constitution isn't there to define what slavery is, sir. We're going to let me ask you this.
What I understand is you're running out of country. That's what I understand.
No, Sergeant Ryan, let's talk about slavery. Can you calm down for just a moment? We're going to talk about slavery. I want to make it so you understand what slavery is. Slavery is called involuntary servitude, Sergeant. Yes, it's being forced to perform certain tasks at the point of a gun, under the threat of violence. That's slavery, Sergeant. Wouldn't you agree?
I see. No, sir, I don't agree.
You don't agree.
You have never served your country, and you're cutting down our country. Once you get
can you put that aside for just a moment and actually look at the issue of slavery, or am I just someone you can't even talk to because I've never been in the military?
Slavery has nothing to do with the draft. Can you get that through your head, sir?
Well, no, hold on,
because you're wrong. You said that you served the country.
No, sir, you're wrong.
Sergeant Ryan, you said you served the country, right?
Look it up in the dictionary, sir.
You said you served the country, is that correct?
Slavery does not equal the draft. Do you
understand
that?
You just said that you serve the country in your capacity in the military, is that correct?
And I'm very proudly and very happy.
Okay, so now if you force somebody to do that, that's involuntary. So it's involuntary servitude as outlined in the 13th Amendment as illegal by the highest law in the land.
If you speed down the road and a policeman gives you a ticket, he's forcing you to pay that ticket. Or you lose your license, or you go to jail.
I'm on the government's road at that point.
Oh, sir, are you being forced in?
Absolutely, I'm being forced to.
Are you being forced into slavery? No, you're not.
But I wasn't forced to go onto their road. I made a decision to go on the government's road. I took my chances, and I know that I've got to pay a ticket if I violate the speed limit.
But you're not being forced into slavery, are you?
What?
Are you being forced into slavery? No, you're not.
Let's keep it on the draft here for a moment. Now, you're saying that it doesn't say... You're saying, Sergeant Ryan, that in the dictionary, if you look up slavery, it doesn't say the draft. However, if you look up the draft, you'll see that it's very clearly one of the synonyms is conscription. And then if you look up conscription, you'll find out that that is indeed slavery, sir. So perhaps you should check. The conscription means a compulsory enrollment of persons for military or naval service, the draft. Compulsory means forced. Compulsory means you don't have an option. There is no volunteering. It is slavery. Do you understand that now, Sergeant Ryan?
No, sir. No, it does not mean slavery. You're wrong.
That's what the Supreme Court would say. That at least they're on your side.
You're doing the spin cycle, sir. But you're doing good.
I'm using the unabridged dictionary, Random House Unabridged Dictionary. Now, if you want to get into semantics here, let me ask you this. How about this? If somebody comes to my house, Sergeant Ryan, and points a gun at me and says, "You're coming with me, and you're going to do the work that I instruct you to do," does that make me a slave?
It sounds like forced. It sounds like a force under weapons, doesn't it?
Would that make me their slave at that point, sir?
Gosh darn, I don't know. I never had that happen to you. Would you tell me about it, sir? It must have happened to you. You're talking about it.
You answer a question straight? Do they teach you this in military recruiting school, how to avoid questions, sir?
No,
that's a pretty straightforward question.
I've never experienced that. I've never been forced by a gun in my life, sir.
I'm glad for you, and nor thankfully have I, at least to my face. But wouldn't you agree that that would make you a slave at that point?
Sir, I don't know how to comment on that. Being forced with a gun, I'd say that somebody, that it sounds like an enemy, has just come up and taken me captive. That's what it kind of sounds like.
What would you do? Now, if you were a free person and that enemy came up and... Hold on now. If you were a free person and that enemy came up and pointed a gun at you and demanded that you step into their vehicle and you do whatever they asked you to do, what would you do in that case, Sergeant Ryan?
Well, I'd say that's robbery, that's force under fire.
Right. What would you do?
What would I do? Oh, sir, I fight back. Why? I'm a free person, sir.
But what if
I'm
that person was wearing a badge? Hold on, we'll bring you back. We still have people that want to talk to you. 800-259-9231. He probably won't answer your questions, but if you want to try to ask him one, Sergeant Ryan is still on the line. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta synthetic oil treatments, Protecta engine treatment, Protecta transmission treatment, and Protecta complete fuel system treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number 1, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrids wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control toll-free 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are on the site completely free for you, including live streams. Broadband version, dial-up version of the show, both totally free. The site's a lot of fun as well. Free Talk Live. sickle.com. And Sickle CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Sickle knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy. So your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359 for Sickle CAI. It's a bit of a frustrating conversation because apparently, since you and I, Mark, haven't gone to the military, since we haven't served in the military, apparently we're not good enough to actually make valid points to Sergeant Ryan. So maybe some of our callers will have served in the military. I know a number of them are on hold that want to talk to him. He's Sergeant Ryan. He's on the line from Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Now, before we get to those calls, Sergeant Ryan, we were on just a quick line of questioning that I did want to finish up. We had talked about how if a man with a gun came to your front door and ordered you into his vehicle so he could take you to wherever you wanted to and order you to do further things at the point of a gun, that you would find that a threat and you would fight back against it. However, if that man were wearing a military insignia and were wearing a uniform, then how would you feel about it?
Well, sir, that hasn't happened to me.
Right. Apparently, you can't even, like, hypothetically think. You can't even place yourself in...
No, I deal with facts. If you want to talk about facts, sir, fire away.
Right, and the fact is, the draft is slavery, Sergeant Ryan, and you just continue to deny it.
That's your statement, not mine, sir.
Okay, let's see if I can help you understand this. It's very simple. A military guy comes to my house and says, Sergeant Ryan, cut him down, please, because I can't stand it when there's crosstalk. This is how it works. They send you a letter that says, you've been drafted! Congratulations! You are ordered hereby to show up at XYZ military facility for pre-draft processing or whatever the hell the draft letter says. If you don't show up for the pre-draft processing or whatever the heck it is, then you're going to be in violation of federal law number XYZ.773, whatever it is. And so, therefore, you could be punished by up to 5 years in jail or 10 years or whatever the punishment is if I continue to ignore the draft notice. So, therefore, I continue to ignore the draft notice because, well, I'm a free person and I like my freedom, and I'm not too interested in joining the military at the point of a gun or joining on a voluntary basis. So, I don't want to go to the draft board. I don't want to go and do those things. But yet they're going to come eventually to my house, and they're going to demand that I come with them. They're going to point weapons at me if I don't want to come with them, and if I decide to fight back against them, then they're going to shoot and kill me. Now, how exactly is that not analogous to slavery, sir? How is that them not trying to put me into their slave program?
Gee, sir, I've never heard of that scenario. I never heard of anybody being at point blank or shot because they hadn't served the country. As a matter of fact, if I recall one of my... greatest heroes in the boxing ring was Muhammad Ali, and at one time it was Cassius Clay. Cassius Clay was a volunteer. He was a pacifist. He didn't go. They did put him in jail. He came out, and he was still a winner.
Yeah.
Okay?
What happens
Next
if you don't
sir.
Want to go to jail,
Next
sir?
Question.
When you're
sir,
jailed,
he didn't get shot. Did he get killed? No, sir.
That's because he went
he
to jail.
If he would have resisted,
he'd
have been shot.
Yeah. If he decided, no, I'm a free man. I'm not going to jail. They would have shot him, sir.
They didn't shoot him, sir.
Because he went with them. They had guns on their hips, Sergeant Ryan.
I am not on your level. And in fact,
you're obviously not on our level.
Okay?
We figured that much out. Let's go to the phones and talk to Ken. Ken is on the line. You want to talk to Sergeant Ryan? Here he is.
Hey, what's up, gentlemen?
Good luck. Here he is. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know. Well, actually, just as far as he's looking for credentials, well, I was appointed to the U.S. military, U.S. Air Force Academy back in 2000, and I turned it down because I didn't want to go out there and bomb countries. I knew as Bush was coming into office that that's what I'd be doing for a living. And over and above that, once I graduated from flight training, they'd have paid me $250,000, you know, out of taxpayer money, which I'm too proud to take. But get to my main point, and I was thinking as I was listening to the whole story here that what way I was going to take this angle here. And, the bottom line is, what freedom are we actually preserving by going over to Iraq? And if this guy is the biggest pro-war guy out there, Sergeant Slaughter, why isn't he over in Iraq right now getting his shrapnel in his knees and stuff like that? I just what's he doing sitting in Indianapolis, just living his freedom while everyone else is over there dying for it?
Unfortunately, Ken, it appears that the courageous sergeant has hung up the line. I suppose it's possible he was accidentally, you know, some sort of issue happened with a cell phone. But maybe as soon as you got on the line with your actual military experience, he chickened out. You know, it's easy for him to sit there and say, well, you've never served your country, so I don't have to talk to you. But I guess he didn't want to talk to you, considering you actually have some sort of experience at all this.
I just want to make a quick point about the draft, you know, and the fact of the matter is that we all have a right to life, and the right to life presumes the fact that we have a right to be at ourselves without any person or any supposed government taking that away from us. So the bottom line is that we have all these, you know, these amendments that give us all these so-called rights, and I'm not saying they give it to us, they recognize it, you know, it's from the, you know, the government recognizes it via the Constitution or whatnot, but what I'm trying to make is that the Ninth Amendment says that all rights that were granted by from the Constitution says that, you know, all other rights that we are endowed or shall not be, you know, construed or denied, being that they weren't especially listed. You know what I mean? So the point.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but apparently that all doesn't matter to Sergeant Ryan because he can't really imagine the government doing these awful things.
He deals in facts.
He doesn't believe that the government has ever done that to him, so therefore it couldn't happen to anyone else. We actually do have Sergeant Ryan back at this point. Sergeant Ryan, did you catch any of what Ken had to say?
Yeah, I caught a lot of it, and like I said, I deal in facts. Here's Amendment 9. Here's exactly what it says, word for word. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people.
Well, at least he can read.
What's the right to life mean, then?
Well, sir, that's exactly what it says. There's a lot of interpretations out there, isn't
there? Well, let's read the federal paper
and
get
you
yourself a real lesson.
That's your decision. You
papers for you to understand. You're the military guy. You took an oath to obey and to serve the Constitution. You don't serve your dictators and your people who run the show in this country.
I don't serve
you
a dictator,
serve your Constitution,
sir.
Boy.
But I don't serve a dictator, sir. Sorry.
He's close enough. You ever seen the Defense Authorization Act, the Military Commissions Act? Yeah. Why don't you tell me what a real dictator does with his executive powers?
I believe we got rid of a dictator in the other country when his name's Saddam Hussein.
Oh, yeah?
And he slaughtered, genocide.
Oh, just like how we brought him up and paid for him throughout the CIA, all these secret missions that we've been paying for throughout the
And how
the
do you know that, sir? How do you know that?
It's
part of history.
Oh, just like we bred Osama bin Laden.
Ken, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. We know it because it's part of history, and I understand that they don't require you to study history in the military.
I understand that people make up things and they add things.
Oh, no. It's a fact that the CIA installed the Shah in the 1950s. It's a fact that the United States government installed Saddam Hussein, and it's a fact that the CIA has been meddling in the Middle East for decades, sir. It's a fact. I mean, you can go ahead and do the research yourself and find it out. Of course, then again, the U.S. military probably wouldn't like that very much.
It's a fact that we have great institutions in our country. Some people have abused the power, and many, many people have served our country well since the very beginning of the Declaration of Independence. And it's a fact.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, that's fine.
Organizations have done a great job, sir, at protecting our country and preventing things that you'll never hear about.
Okay, the government's not protecting our country. Individuals with guns are protecting this country. That's what's keeping America safe,
and
not
that's
some,
also keeping
some
America
government
safe.
Bureaucracy. Not some bunch of bureaucrats sitting around eating donuts and drinking coffee. I've still got a couple more calls for you. Hang on, Sergeant Ryan. We'll bring you back. Your calls as well at 800-259-9231. I serve this country by doing a talk radio show. I produce a product that people want on a voluntary basis.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent,
You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor, but it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-955-1377. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-955-1377. That's 1-800-955-1377.
Not making the money you were expecting, signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing. It's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture, and I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMincorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit 1 or 2 a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more, start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMincorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMincorporated.com. Do it now.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. Phones are pretty loaded. That's 1-800-259-9231, Sickle CAI, toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, including the wiki, over 1,350 pages created by listeners just like you. You can get over there and edit it to your heart's content. wiki.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us Today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
We are on the line with Sergeant Ryan. He's currently active in the military. He's an instructor, and he's calling in from Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. It's kind of hard for us to actually make a salient point with this man, but maybe you'll have better luck. Let's bring Sergeant Ryan back and have him talk with Paul in the United Kingdom. You're on Free Talk Live with Sergeant Ryan. Paul.
Hello. His point about almost following your president blindly into any mistakes or any good decision he makes, I find a bit strange. Because I'm sure that's what the
No, Nazis... I didn't say that, sir. I didn't say follow blindly. I said support our country.
You're not saying
and
follow
mistake.
Blindly.
That means,
but
that
actually,
means
what you're saying
country,
is you are following blindly.
No, that's not following. That's your interpretation and your opinion. I said it's time. We all support our country and its achievements and mistakes. Stop cutting it down. Stop trying to find things wrong with it. It needs to stop finding things better for it. but you don't cut somebody down.
Sir,
because
no,
just like your
See,
family.
Sergeant Ryan, you don't get it. We're not cutting down the country. We're cutting down the government. There's a big difference.
Right. Why cut down the government? The government's it's done a lot of great things for us. Look at
I disagree.
Great Britain, we wouldn't be here. They
what?
Made mistakes. Great Britain, England made mistakes. Therefore, our country was born.
And I say our country's
mistakes.
Making mistakes. And I'd like to see something darn close
something
to a revolution within our government.
Something great. Great Britain is still a great country. And we are great allies. I have a lot of respect for the British. But if it wasn't for their mistake, our country would not have been born.
Well, shouldn't we have supported? Wait, shouldn't we have supported Great Britain back then, by your logic? Because that was our country then.
We supported our government. We formed the government.
There wasn't a government.
Exactly.
And now Great Britain supports us, and we support them also.
There wasn't a government while the revolutionary forces were in play. You're talking about the Sons of Liberty, people who believed in liberty and freedom and small governments. They rebelled against Great Britain.
They didn't support it.
They weren't a government.
And now, and look and behold, we are two great countries on the same side.
Well, what
wonderful?
I would say is that the real patriots here on the talking on this radio show right now are the ones that believe in freedom and liberty, not in blindly following orders.
You better believe it. Our government is involved in freedom and liberty. So is Great Britain, sir.
Please. Oh,
there's no freedom and liberty at the end of a gun?
Sir, nobody's putting a gun to you. Well, how
not to
happen?
Me, but they certainly
sir,
are to the Iraqis, and you claim they're bringing freedom and liberty
in?
To the Iraqis.
How would you know the government's putting a gun to your head, sir? You know you ain't served your country.
If I don't
talk
pay my property
that.
Taxes, they're going to take my house by force, Sergeant Ryan. That sounds like violence to me.
When, sir? When does that mean fast?
If I don't pay my property taxes.
It's a threat of violence, sir.
No, there's no threat of violence to you.
Oh, come on. Why do you think people pay taxes? Because they feel good about it? They're doing it because they're being forced to. They're being threatened with jail time. And if they don't go to jail, they're being threatened with death, sir. Final comments from Paul in the UK.
Okay, another thing is the reason Iraq attacked Iran is because America wanted it. The reason that many things happen in this world is there's a bunch of people with a whole lot of money and they want something. And they've done it. Britain has done it in our empire. America has done it in their new empire, and they're going to continue to do it, and they don't give a shit.
Okay, we got to let you go. You can't say that on U.S. radio, but thank you for the call, Paul. 800-259-9231. We're continuing with the calls here. It is Mark in Indianapolis listening on WXNT. Mark, you're on with Sergeant Ryan.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, dude, what's up?
Hey, not much. I just want to comment on this. I don't even know where to start with this guy. I spent 4 years in the Marine Corps. I've caught up to your guys' show. For the last couple of years, I've been studying, you know, the topics of liberty and all that. What we're doing is it's an imperialist, authoritarian foreign policy that's got to stop. And this is what I want to ask people. When does it end? Do you know what I mean? Some people, you know, say Cuba, Russia, China, all over the world we should be doing this. We're bombing people into submission all over the world for our own agenda, you know? And who are we to say what these countries should or shouldn't be doing?
You got a good point, sir. And I can't disagree with the point that you want to make. And who are and thank you for serving our country. Thank you for serving our country.
The idea of these two individuals, Mark and Ian, you're talking to, are espousing, are the same ones our founding fathers had. And if there's any, they're not leftists, they're not communists. If there's anyone out there that's a true believer and defender of the Second Amendment, it's these guys. I mean, the ideas they're preaching, they're talking about. I mean, people just say it's kind of like cause and effect. You can't have these. You can't have these wars, these invasions and occupations, without something coming from it. You know, every action is an equal and opposite reaction. You can't be doing what we're doing and expect people not to be mad. You know, like in Afghanistan, we're taking away their livelihood out there. Granted, it might be, you know, the drug industry, and we might not like that here. We have prohibition against it, but it's disgusting, and people got to start really questioning it and. You know, seeing what other options are available on the table.
Mark, how do you feel about Sergeant Ryan's position that the government should be supported, right or wrong?
Absolutely. The government, I've come up before to your show, and I've talked about the book, Why Government Doesn't Work. All it is the coercive force. Like you said, people pay taxes because otherwise they're going to be thrown in jail.
Yep.
And being a defender of, or just saying, you know, you should believe whatever the government does. That's collectivism. It's a really scary concept. And people, you got to start looking up what the government's been doing.
You know, if it's not collectivism, it's certainly blind nationalism, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's definitely nationalism.
Yeah,
I'm talking about supporting your country and its achievements and its mistakes. It's time to stop cutting it down. It's time to start building it up.
It's not. See, I love America, too. It's the government that we can't stand, and the decisions, the policies that the government makes, you know, and the results that we see from them, that's what everyone's talking about.
Mark, great call. Thank you very much.
Get out and vote next time. Get out and vote next election.
But that doesn't make
voice
a difference. You vote for a Republican, they send us to war. You vote for a Democrat, they send us to war. They make the government bigger. The Republicans make the government bigger. It's constantly bigger government.
Anarchy? Is it what government you want? Anarchy,
I would like
sir?
A free market, sir. I would like a free marketplace
where there's
no. I'd
like a smaller government
anarchy?
Where the politicians' hands aren't in my pockets all the time.
Well, you get out and do your best to change it, sir.
I am doing that every night. That's what we're doing here
six
nights a week.
It.
Sergeant Ryan, we still have another call for you. Let's continue with that. It is Alan in Texas. You're on with Sergeant Ryan.
Hello. Can y'all hear me okay?
Yes, we got you.
Oh, great. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
First of all, what Mr. Ryan doesn't understand is that it's no longer our military. It is a corporate military. If you look at the uniforms of the United States military today, you notice it says U.S. Army on it? And if you look back at World War II, it was not a corporatized military. That's why you didn't see the U.S. Army badge on their uniforms. And documents have come out that the Pentagon works for the private banks, international bankers, not for the American people. So it's no longer our military, gentlemen.
Well, it's still, I don't know what it was like back in the 40s, but it was still bad news back then. They were drafting people back then. It was certainly not a wonderful situation then. But, of course, you're right. The military-industrial complex has gained more and more control over the years. And
Eisenhower warned us about it.
And we were warned about it. Of course, we didn't heed the warnings, and now look what we've got. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Sergeant Ryan, any response there?
Yeah, you know, and one thing I wanted to say earlier is that I wanted to tell you that I want to ask you a question. If we did have the draft, okay, and cut out all the stuff that's slavery and all the stuff analogies you're trying to draw, but if we had the draft, do you think possibly we might have some better kids growing up in this country away from drugs, away from hurting others?
There are plenty of drug users in the military.
Standards?
Most of them are doing it. Most of them are doing before 18 anyway.
We do drug tests. No, there isn't plenty of drug users in the military.
That's not what I've been told.
You're hearing what you want to hear, aren't you, sir?
No, I'm hearing things directly from other members of the military who are just as reputable as you are, sir. Sergeant Ryan, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I know of military members who are involved in smuggling drugs. Fact. 800-2. I know of them personally. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Even in these remaining moments, we'll do our best to slip your call in. This is the Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's NUTRI with an I, medical.com.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides, and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash, and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time. I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to jail.
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We are in the remaining moments of the live Saturday edition. Maybe enough time for your call. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, spread the message of liberty as far and as wide as possible, you should AMP the show. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We've got over 380 of our listeners that have decided to become Free Talk Live amplifiers for as little as $3 a month. And it's simple. All you have to do is go get signed up. It's recurring credit card charges. You don't even really have to think about it after that. So for less than the price of a cup of coffee, you can help propel Free Talk Live to more radio stations across the country and thereby spread the message of freedom and liberty. If that's worthwhile to you, and plus you want to get some perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forum and chat room, all the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, talk to ladies first, of course. It's Debbie, listening on KUSA in Yakima. Hey, Debbie. Hi, what's on your mind?
I wanted to talk to Sergeant Ryan.
I couldn't handle him anymore, Debbie. He's gone, but you can still make your points.
Well, I hope he's listening because I want to say God bless you, Sergeant Ryan. And if I were here or anywhere else in the world, I would want him to stand by me and not you guys because you understand the cost of everything, the price of everything, but the cost of nothing. You don't appreciate our freedoms. You just want them.
What?
And you're cowards. Have you seen the videos of Daniel Pearl? Have you seen the videos?
Of Daniel Pearl? What does Daniel Pearl have to do with the military and supporting foreign interventionism?
Being sawn through?
Oh, I see. I understand. The Muslims are bloodthirsty demons from hell. That's right.
You talk over.
Wait, we let you go for like 30 seconds. This is a conversation.
Worms. God bless you, Sergeant Ryan.
Thank you, Sergeant Ryan, for all your service. Now,
I bet she hung up. You there, Debbie? Yeah, see,
of course.
See, what conversation? We wanted to have a conversation. She didn't. She just wanted to get on the podium and spout off.
Now, Mike, the point here is that we have demonized the people that we've fought in war after war. It's not easy to go and shoot a guy in the head when you are a good person and you know that that person has a family, a wife, a kids, those kind of things. But when you take that person, you demonize them, you make them less
than
human, then it's a lot easier. That's what we did with the Japanese. It's what we did with the Filipinos. It's what we're doing with the Muslims. It's what we've done. It's what people do. It's what humans do every time they get into a war. Those people on the other side
are
less
the government
than
does.
Human.
That's,
well,
the,
in this
that's
case,
the message the government puts out there.
Currently. But, I mean, right. You know, that's what wars have always been, is the other team's bad, we're good. And, you know, I'm just not willing to say that all the Muslims out there are bad.
No, they're definitely not. Just as not all the Christians out there are bad. It's just not fair to make blanket statements like that. And you know what? As far as I'm concerned, people like Sergeant Ryan and Debbie are the enemies of liberty. They don't realize it. They're completely blind to it. But by blindly following the government and supporting the government in the terrible, tyrannical things that it does in the so-called name of protecting freedom, you guys are supporting tyranny.
Founding fathers would have been. They would have seen the issue.
I found it amazing that Sergeant Ryan disagreed with every single thing we said, but yet when somebody came on and said that he had been in the military, mm-hmm. all of a sudden the things that he said made more sense, even though he was saying the same things we were. And Sergeant Ryan was just sort of nodding along there, and then even after he'd already said he'd agreed with what some of our earlier callers said, then he turned it right back around into his same old mantra of, oh, we got to support the government, right or wrong. They're making mistakes, but we got to support them. The hell we do. I'm going to continue to opposing this government because the government itself is a mistake. Let's continue and talk to Asaji, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Did I get it right?
No, it's Asagai.
Asagai. What's on
Asagai,
your mind?
Asagai, yes. So many things, and I know we don't have much time, and I would like to take the opportunity to actually maybe call in again next week so that I can
sure.
have some more time to talk to you guys, because there are so many points where I understand your point of view, but I also understand that you have the ability to spin a subject in your favor without taking into account the entire thing. One thing in particular, he was talking about supporting your government in its triumphs and its mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now one analogy you can draw is: are any of you married?
Yes.
Okay. Now, your wives are not perfect, are they?
No, not
okay.
at all.
And they make mistakes, don't they?
Yes.
Some small and some huge.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is that you can still support your wife even when she makes a mistake, even when you point out she made a mistake, but you don't toss her out the door.
It's a bad analogy, and here's
why.
You
don't know. No, it's not a bad
analogy. It's a miserable analogy. The reason why is because we can voluntarily choose whom we would like to be our spouses. There was no volunteerism in regards to choosing this government. It was foisted upon us, sir.
Wait a minute. Okay, so then what is the voting process? Is the voting process not
it's a
voluntary
sham.
So every election is fixed in your eyes.
I didn't say that.
I don't think it's fixed. I just think that it's wrong for 51% of the people to put their to force their opinion on 49% of the people. And
okay.
I would also assert further that most people in this country say that voting isn't worth doing, and they don't. So
okay,
therefore, what you've really got is 51% of the people that are willing to go out and vote.
But you see, you can't use that as an example of you being right, because most people don't think changing the oil in your car is worth it either. But we all know that if you don't change the oil in your car, eventually it's going to break down.
Yes,
so
you have to deal with the repercussions. Hold on. You have to deal with the repercussions of not changing oil in your car, hence buying a new engine. Whereas when the government screws something up, I've got to deal with the repercussions. I've got to deal with the repercussions when the government screws crap up.
I say we
need a smaller government.
Okay, so who you should be upset with are the people that aren't voting, because if they
they don't have anything they want to vote for. It's Republican. It's big government Republican A versus big government Republican B.
What if all the people look? What if 51% of the people want to sodomize me on the 50-yard line of the Super Bowl? Does that make it right?
No, absolutely not.
Great.
Absolutely
then democracy
not.
Stinks.
So
let's throw it away.
But then also, you also have to understand and take into account that it's not about mob rule.
Yes, it is.
Okay?
It's absolutely
it's not,
mob rule.
No, it isn't about mob rule.
What is it
rule.
About then?
Because if the case is that all you need, all that's necessary is a 51%, then it doesn't make any sense for anyone to say anything, because the 49% can definitely sway 2% if they are right. If they can,
what if it's 75-25?
Okay, what if 80% of the American people? What if 80% of the American people want to sodomize me on the 50-yard line of the Super Bowl?
Then what happens is the 20%.
I get sodomized. That's what happens.
The 20% that are right need to work hard to let the other 80% that are wrong.
You're nuts.
Know.
In the meantime, Mark gets sodomized on the front line of the Super Bowl.
That doesn't save my virginity.
But the problem is that it's not a perfect world. And the thing is that you guys are talking about...
And it's less perfect with a big, giant, democratic government.
And I'm not saying that the government should be any larger. I agree with you
well,
in that the government should be smaller.
Great. Then we're in agreement. Call us again sometime. We really appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Just enough time for some comments from Cato in Tennessee on the Amplifier line. Hey, Cato.
Hey, guys, just a quick clarification. Corey May is no longer on death row. He is now serving a life sentence, and there was a lot of racism involved in that case. Two words for Sergeant Ryan, Karen Kwiatkowski.
Karen Kwiatkowski?
Karen Kwiatkowski, the lieutenant colonel that left the Air Force, and pretty much she was in at the DOD, and pretty much spilled the beans on what actually happens in defense intelligence. And I was on a plane the other day with a very interesting guy. He spent decades in military intelligence. He was very upset about how the military has been used, including every war that America's been in recently, including the first Gulf War. He considered unjustified because he saw the intelligence and the threats were exaggerated or just falsified.
Mm-hmm.
And he also stated that because of groups like Blackwater and private contractors, the United States military, especially the Army, is losing its best soldiers because they can go to Blackwater and work for three times as much money. And it's leaving a hole with the best soldiers like the NCOs, who non-commissioned officers, sergeants, who anybody would tell you is the backbone of the military. They're losing those guys to Blackwater, not working for the Army anymore. They're going and working for Blackwater.
But, Cato, wouldn't everyone be better off if they all spent 2 years in military service?
If you choose, that's your choice. But if you're forced to, as you guys rightly pointed out, how can you say you live in a free society when you're forced to do something against your will?
And I don't know.
It is at the point of a gun, no matter what people may say, no matter what illusion they may be under, it is the threat of violence that coerces people into doing things that they don't want to do.
Yep, you've got it, and thank you for the call. It has been the live Saturday edition. It has been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And it has been Free Talk Live. We will see you online between now and Monday night show. We do this thing 6 nights a week. You can join us online, get interactive with us on the bulletin board system and more. It's all for free, and we'll see you Monday night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.